The Metropolitan Transportation Authority's Payroll Mobility Tax, or PMT, was approved by former Governor David Paterson in 2009 to avert service cuts as the MTA battled a record deficit. Last month, a judge ruled the PMT unconstitutional. MTA Chairman Joe Loda.
There's a real disconnect between the constituents that use the railroads and the elected officials.
The judge's ruling was in response to a 2010 lawsuit filed by Nassau County officials. Putnam and Westchester counties later joined the action to have the MTA tax overturned. Charles Brescher is research director at the Citizens Budget Commission. In a controversial blog post entitled "Suburban Smiles May Turn to Frowns," he declared Metro North fares will skyrocket to make up lost revenue.
And we really looked at two things. We said, well, you could cut services, and the services are Metro North in the northern suburbs and the Long Island Railroad on the Long Island suburbs. And if you look at the amount of money coming from the payroll mobility tax in the suburbs as a share of the operating budget of each of those railroads, it's somewhere in the range of 12-16% of the whole budget.
Chairman Loda acknowledged the MTA is already exploring ways to reduce or eliminate its discount on pay-per-ride Metro cards. Loda spoke at a Crane's New York Breakfast Forum in Manhattan on Wednesday.
Right now, the stated fare price is $2.25. The average revenue we receive per rider is $1.63. So it shows the depth of our discount system that goes on. And I think we really need to have a discussion about, do we need a discount that deep, and how does that interplay with the fare price? Now, I got to tell you, even if we eliminated the discount, we'd still to hit our target of a $450 million increase in the total amount of net revenues that we will receive. The discounts aren't enough not to have a fare increase.
Loda says the MTA will publish its proposals and then hold public hearings before its board votes on a final budget in December. Charles Brescher warns the outlook could change by then.
Probably the most important point to make about the decision is that it is being appealed, and I'm not a lawyer, but a lot of lawyers do feel that the grounds on which it was overturned may not be sustained by the upper court. So a lot of this could turn out to be academic. But assuming that it were overturned, what we tried to do in this little blog post was to say, what are the options for what you do if you lose this money?
Loda says he's confident the court will overturn the August 22nd ruling against the PMT. He told reporters after the breakfast he didn't think much of the CBC blog post.
Does anybody remember my relationship with the CBC, my history with them?
No.
It's a long and well-documented history of disagreement. I didn't find... I should be careful what I say here. I think the CBC did their report without talking to us. It would have been nice if they engaged us in that debate, but that's okay. They didn't. They use it for fundraising purposes. God bless them.
The PMT makes up 15% of the MTA's budget. Again, Charles Brescher.
There's no such thing as a free train ride. If you're a suburban commuter, the service has to be paid for. If it's not paid for with one tax, you're either going to have to cut the service or going to have to make it up with another tax or make it up with higher fares.
The PMT remains in place for now, pending outcome of the appeal. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.